The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a hard world.
Because I always know Eric Burden and the Animals. Love Eric Burden and the Animals. I know, and we play it. I love that. Just great song. But people always like to hear. They always like to hear the old man. You know, they like to always hear like the kind of the Frank Sinatra of it all. I mean, so I always have something standing. I always have something standing by. Oh, you know what's a great Frank Sinatra song? And we'll get into it. And a good morning. It's Piscopo in the morning. You know, this is a great. You know, they don't play this enough. You're hip to this. Those fingers through my hair, that sly come hither stare, strips my conscience bare. It's witchcraft. Great tune. Remember that tune? That's what I'm talking about. I've got no defense for it. The heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? It's witchcraft. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I know. I know you want to hear the old man, so I had to put a little old man in there. But I like the '60s. I'm hopelessly a '60s kind of guy. It's and I love Eric Burden. Somebody sent me a Dave Clark Five video, Albert. A Dave Clark Five video. They were great. Right. And then you don't even remember. You weren't even born yet.
I wasn't born.
Frankie, you weren't even born yet. And they, Dave Clark Five, this great group. They had Mike Smith. Look at me. Forgive me. Let me just indulge and we'll get to the news for a second. Dave Clark on the drums. The drummer was the leader of the band. How cool was that? And they had these cool, like, kind of.
Don too.
Yeah.
He doesn't like air conditioning.
I guess so. Dave Clark didn't mind air conditioning. Huh. And then they had these, like, clinical kind of doctor-like outfits. You ever see those? With the high collar.
I like them.
They were great, man. And that was a lot of fun. Hey, good morning. Joe Piscopo, it's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. You let us know what music you want to hear. You let us know where Nikki Haley is going. What happened with Nikki Haley? The mystery of Nikki Haley. Something's
up. She got burned out.
I
think the timing of it was horrible. You don't
something's
do it before
up.
The election, but I think
Five boroughs?
I mean,
well,
she's being...
it's not a surprise that she's leaving. It is a surprise that she announced that she's leaving 27 days before the midterm elections. The timing is
something's
very
up.
Suspect. You know, I am very suspicious about this. I don't know if maybe she was discovered as the author of that anonymous New York Times op-ed.
Whoa.
You know, maybe it is just a function of she needs
to line up a
private sector job opportunity right away.
She seemed very aligned with the president.
She was aligned in terms. She seemed aligned at least in terms of personality and the ability to work in the kind of framework that Trump has set up. She did.
Is there a framework?
No, well, I mean, it, the, that, to, that, such as it yeah, is,
that
right?
Loose, that loose kind it, of framework,
but,
yeah.
And, you know, the president always gave her a lot of room to maneuver, to be pretty independent, and to be a star, right? But she did deviate significantly on a number of foreign policy issues, specifically as it related to Russia. You know, the president has been very vocal that we need a better relationship with Russia. Nikki Haley, she tore that apart, often saying contradictory things to not only what the president was saying, but to what former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is saying. The other thing I think played something of a role here, and look, I think the motive for this is mostly financial, but the other thing that I think did play something of a role here is that prior to John Bolton and Mike Pompeo's ascension in the administration, she was really the top dog in terms of foreign policy. So I don't know if there is some ego bruising here.
See,
because
see, this is why we keep Marano close out.
Well,
just this is it.
That, it's just speculation.
That, no, that is the most telling a situation that you just brought up. That's, because you're right. The president leaned to John Bolton, you know, and other folks, and didn't go right to her. And financial, if someone comes out and goes, look, Nikki, we want to hire you for this much, and then she knows the president's going to run 2020, and then she'll run after President Trump is finished in 2020. Yeah, it could be financial like that. But it, you think she would wait the 3 weeks or whatever it is.
That's what's so odd, right? Yeah, so let's say she does have some lucrative seven-figure job lined up or something that she's going to try
like
and
get for.
Like
you and I at the station?
Exactly, right. I'm struggling for a four-digit job.
Hello, is this that?
Exactly. But there's no.
I don't know this guy. You can't make it up. We're like knuckleheads in the studio. Are you? I'm sorry. Why would you talk about something of substance?
Yes, like Nikki Haley, silly me.
When I could ask you, is John Catsimatidis' show? Are you doing this?
I will be here today from 4 to 6, and for Kevin McCullough from 4 to 5, and then along with my pal John Catsimatidis from 5 to 6. I am.
Cats at
that
night.
Does mean I know we have a large Staten Island listenership. I was supposed to be hosting this fundraiser for Judge Marina Mundy tonight on Staten Island.
Canceling another big money gig, right?
Exactly. Probably means I will not be able to make that. So apologies to everybody.
You
know
that I volunteered and I was standing.
I know. I heard. I mean,
did you know that?
But you've had a long couple of days. I mean, last time I saw you before yesterday,
I was wandering around Wall Street with Jeannie Zeno.
So you had this big. We had dinner at Dino and Harry's, which is a lot of fun and a great restaurant in Hoboken.
You know what? That we forgot to talk about that.
But it's I mean, it's one becomes one more thing to go to, right? So then after that, you had the Dominic Kinney's event in New Jersey, which again is a lot of fun, but it's a chore, not in that it's something that you have to do, but it's a chore in that you have to go somewhere and it's time that you're taking away from running your own personal errands. Then you had the parade on Monday.
Yeah, you're
then
right.
You
Thank
had a
you.
Whole marathon session yesterday of doing the show, walking people to their cars, and having lunch with Mike, and then going to the Yankee game. So
I went, Frank, and then
the fact that you were still willing to stick around and do Cats
I am a team
tonight.
Player.
I said, if Joe's willing to do all that, then the least I can do is
five boroughs. Anything for John Catsimatidis. Cats at Night. It's on at 5 o'clock tonight. Is that right?
It's 5 o'clock, and I'll be in for Kevin
that is
at
great.
4.
But I did. I went back, and
Will
I
you be
said,
Ed McCullough. That's what you should do.
they put it that was that at the Staten Island event last week. They put Ed.
No,
McCullough.
That was Ed McGullough.
Yeah, McGullough.
No, that,
and then at the New York event, the Chamber of Commerce, there was. So yesterday, I go like, okay, I'm going to go back to the hotel because Darren calls, our sales guy calls and goes, can we have an extended checkout? Now, and this is what's wrong and why I can't stand like the way corporate America is, because the way Hilton, I'm sure somewhere, wherever they are, they put the edict of no late checkouts. Well, they give me a late checkout. And so I take the cab up. And after we go into a Giordino d'Oro over there, I had a great lunch with Mike Lindell and Mike Gallagher and the boss, Jerry, was there. We just had a great time. And so I go, I got to go. Let me go. Then I Skype, by the way, Chasing New Jersey with Bill Spadia.
Wow.
He said, Joe, I need you to talk about Kanye West. So I Skype in the cab. And then I put my cab driver on camera. It was very funny, on last night. Then I get to the Hilton and I go, can I speak to the manager, please? And there's lines, Al. There's lines. And I do not wait in line. There's only one person that I would wait in line for, and that would be Al Cattullo.
Jesus.
I would wait for Jesus as I did at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
What you'd wait for?
Don't touch my feet,
Don't
Jesus,
touch
but
my
I will
feet.
Wait in line. I know. So I go to the Hilton, they go, and a young guy comes out. I go, hey, you know, I'm an honors member, and you don't keep extra rooms for Hilton Honor guys? And can I, maybe I'll keep the room for the night. Like, nothing. Very nice, by the way.
Right.
That's the Midtown Hilton. They do a great job.
Yeah,
they do
a
great job.
Joe.
But there's
no Canadian.
No.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, we don't have a room for you.
You can't get mad at Canadians. They're so nice when they tell you no.
Right.
Ooh, sorry. I can't do it. You can't get mad. I couldn't get mad at this guy. And I go, and he looks at me, and they did such a good job for me and my daughter, Olivia, and her friend. They were all over there. So what do? I got to unpack. I got to unpack, get out, get the car, and then drive down to Midtown, you know, down to a downtown, rather, and check in again after I went out to the Bronx like that. So you're right. So thank you.
Exhausting. Listening. Yeah.
Wait. So you went out to the Bronx, then came back, and then had to check in.
That is wild.
Yes, dear. I know. Apparently, the station car didn't show up, so I was it.
You have a car? Oh, I didn't know that.
But I got out to Yankee Stadium pretty easily, actually.
Well, that's good.
Hey, it's very easy to get to. It's so docile there. I miss the old Yankee Stadium, people yelling and beer.
Was Russ screaming about the $50 parking again?
No, he wasn't. He was actually pretty good. We had a good talk. We've become very good friends, Russ and I. He's a friend of the show.
Russ is great. And by the way, today is Russ's birthday.
Yeah, oh, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Russ Salzberg.
Yeah. I'm not going to reveal his age. But
you're going to take on the Michaels of Brooklyn? Frankie and I are busy. Al, would you do that? You see Al on the phone? He grabbed the phone just a second ago. Did you see that?
Yeah,
he
leaned back. My son called.
Was it your son?
My son called.
Was it your son?
Okay, no.
Was it your son?
Here.
Did you see? Al leaned back.
You'd think his son would know he's on the air.
Recent calls. What's the call there?
It says
Jack Catullo.
Gumata.
No, it does not say Gumata. It says Jack Catullo.
Gumata.
He called to tell me
He leaned back.
Yeah, because did you want me to go? Hey, Jack, are you at school?
I'll meet you later.
Okay, great.
Just say you're platonic friend.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
Gumata.
It's my son. He's at school.
Siri,
he has to
call
check in.
Gumata.
Wait, let me try my OK Google. See if this works.
Given that you're on the air, though,
My Gumata
at the time that he's prescribed to check in. Why not instruct him?
Oh, it says call Michael Martin. I don't know who Michael Martin is.
That's a big, handsome guy from Vinnie Viola's
office. There you go. Why not instruct him to just text you, hey, I'm at school, everything's
okay?
I have done that, but he said
it is much easier for him to call me as opposed to
which
to
is amazing. If you, you know, and by the way, Jedediah is going to join us momentarily. She's going to talk about that. Everything's cell phone now.
Right.
It's true, though. Mikey, who I have the best, by the grace of God Almighty, I have a great relationship with my kid. You know, we go out, we play, and it's all great. But the phone, Mike, pick your phone up. You can't get, they will text before they call.
Right.
And if your son is calling you, cherish that.
Because he said, by the time I type it in and then push send,
good. I love that.
I said, but you have to understand, if I'm talking in a low voice, it means I'm on the air.
Jedediah's got this new book, Do Not Disturb, How I Ghosted My Cell Phone to Take Back My Life. We are run by our cell phones. She's right. And we'll chat with Jedediah Bila coming up momentarily. Mark Molinaro's on the show as well. Mark running for governor. And it's a lot of money. How much does Governor Cuomo have? $30 million. You're telling me
about that?
I don't know
how much he
does. He
has
get to
left.
Keep that if he leaves office?
No. They actually changed the law. Members of Congress used to be able to keep the money that was left in their reelection account, but they've changed that law a long time ago.
All right, Steve Perillo, we're all going to Italy. I don't know. The station management does not know that, but Steve and I know. Steve and I are going, and we invite you to go.
Apparently, doesn't know either. When are we going?
Would you take your wife or your Gumata? Which would you take to
my wife when first of all
is that an honest question? Do you take your wife or your Gumata when you go out?
I don't
the
have a Gumata for the record, and my wife would probably not. We're busting Al's
chops because he has platonic friends. There's no such thing. No such thing as platonic. I don't want to hear the word platonic.
No
platonic.
Frank has an alternate girlfriend.
Mike Pence knew.
Substitute girlfriend that he was.
Wait.
But he doesn't get grief for it. I have female friends, and I'm apparently I'm a whore.
Stop me if I cross the line.
No.
Stop me if I cross the line.
Say whatever you want.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, good thing you did that
Dino
today
and
not
Harry's.
Yesterday.
Oh. Dino and Harry's. Oh. This is my platonic friend, Joe.
No,
I thought, what? Just, Frank. You guys are busier than I am. I'm single, for crying out loud. I'm going looking at Frankie Fibrosa.
Well, you did walk Jeannie Zaino to her car.
Yeah, that's right.
It took an hour and a half.
That's how romantic I am. Right. I'm looking for parking lots.
By the way, Frank,
parking lots.
Where the car is a 3-minute walk. It took him an hour and a half.
I know. Yes. They took the scenic route there.
Yeah. Look, have you seen Wall Street? Look.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
George Washington.
Here it is.
It's Alexander Hamilton.
Right.
John
Tobacco.
Want to
see where Fulton's buried? Exactly. Want to see where Fulton's buried? Right here.
It's
that steamship guy.
So we're at Dino and Harry's.
Uh-huh.
And a great time. Great steak. Mm-hmm. And Dino's there. We're going to go back and we're going to do a show because they did say, Joe, you're not going to do one song.
Oh, really?
Once they did it. Not
that
they reiterate. You're going to do a song. And then I go, well, like that. They go, one song.
One song. The three-finger piano guy was very excited. Yeah, I know. Right.
He was there. So I said, Dino, we're going to put a band here where we are in the corner by the street, you know, those beautiful windows that Dino and Harry's over there.
Yeah.
We're going to put a band right over there and maybe a trio or something. I'll get Jeremiah Crowley, maybe the boss's son, and we'll do a little set there, right there. We'll get a sound set. I think that's a good idea.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Great.
That girl, I don't ask, and I don't want to get, because I know, is there anybody listening that I shouldn't?
Yeah, my longtime companion is listening, but she knows Jennifer very well. Absolutely.
How would your girlfriend let you out with a gal like that?
She's very secure in our relationship, and she doesn't want to go
three
all
cats
the way.
That will attack him.
She doesn't want to go all the way to Hoboken.
That was it. So you'll be taking the girl that I saw you with at Dino and Harry's to Italy if we go to Italy.
No, I think my longtime companion is up for going to Italy.
That gal is a great gal.
Oh, she's terrific. Absolutely terrific.
Just saying, Frankie.
Oh, yeah. What do you say?
You know, as much as I think of you as the producer that you are,
I appreciate
you have even more of my respect.
Oh, please.
When you showed up with that gal the other day. Come on.
Does she have a car that she has to get out of a garage when
I will tell you this, though. What Jennifer
voice
did.
Crack. Is this Frankie's voice crack?
So what Jennifer did do. So she paid for my car to go back to Staten Island, was very, very
who
nice.
Who did that?
Well, my substitute girlfriend, Jennifer.
Wow, this is good. Debbie, you following all this?
$65.
Well, wait, Joe was trying to stir up trouble. He's whispering to me at the table, Gumad. We were laughing.
I mean, really, though. No. I mean, and Rachel's a glorious gal. So I don't want to get anybody into trouble here, but seriously, Debbie, woman's instinct, what were you thinking?
I happen to know that Frank and Jennifer are very good friends, so I do believe Frank. But she is a lovely young lady, you know.
You'll see her at New Year's Eve this year.
And plus, I have a lot of guy friends, so I get it.
Exactly.
You know, I get it. I understand.
Hello, my name is Frankie Morano.
Oh, Frankie Morano.
They call me Five Boroughs, baby. Come to Dino and Harris Steakhouse. I like my steak rare, baby.
You'll never find a guy like me.
Jedediah Bila will bring some sense to this radio show. 7:22 right now. Debbie, dream drive. Debbie Duhane right now. Give it to us, Deb. Come on, baby. Give us the sexy voice for traffic this morning, baby.
Let's see what we can do about that, Joe Piscopo. No problem. If you're heading to the PATH trains, do watch for some problems here on the PATH. Hoboken to World Trade and Hoboken to 33rd, completely suspended. It's police department activity over in Hoboken, right by Dino and Harry's, as a matter of fact. Inbound side of the GWB, a couple of accidents clear, but now a disabled truck on the upper level. So it's about 45 minutes in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln, that's about 20. Holland, still waiting, about 35. This report is sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. Another year stuck paying your timeshare's annual maintenance fees? If your timeshare is no longer working for you and you need to get out, call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-961-EXIT, 844-961-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com. I'm Dream Drive, AM 970, The Answer.
It'll take the end of all time.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. As a broadcaster, I love interviewing compelling guests. And I know AM 970 listeners want the same thing. So here's the deal. Check out my TV series, One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, for great conversations with fascinating people. Tune in weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13 at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One on One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Sears Holdings could be filing for bankruptcy reorganization as soon as this week. The Wall Street Journal says an advisory firm has been working on the paperwork for weeks. Sears is still looking at other options and could avoid the filing. Its chief executive, hedge fund manager Edward Lampert, has rescued Sears before by making loan payments. Lampert has also offered to buy the Kenmore brand. Snapchat parent Snap Inc. shares skidded yesterday after analyst Michael Nathanson said the company could run out of cash by 2020. The stock tumbled more than 6%. The New York Post says Snap CEO Evan Spiegel recently told employees the company is working toward full-year profitability next year. Stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow was down 56, but the Nasdaq added 2. The S&P was down 4. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the SmartWayToBuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Trinity Christian School, Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Timothy Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. Go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
What is this? A game show from 1970? What is this?
Herb Alpert and the Team Went Abreast.
This was a huge hit in 1960-something.
I've told you this before. He had 4 number one hits in the 60s, he's more than the Beatles.
He's great. Yeah.
At the same time.
Not the 60s music.
I understand.
I wasn't listening to this in high school. What's the name of this tune?
This is Whipped Cream.
Right. I remember the album.
Hi, welcome to Joe Piscopo on the radio.
It's time for the Newlywed Game. Here's your host, Bob Eubanks.
Our subject matter today, Gumares. Hey. Was that sexist that I said to Debbie? Because I've known Debbie so long, and she's such a dear, close, personal friend. Can I say, use your sexy voice? Now, I'm afraid when I put that on the airway, I'm going to offend everybody. I'm going to offend the Me Too movement.
Was she offended?
No, she's
then
so
it's
good.
It's not offensive. So
is that the barometer?
I think there are certain things that you have to exercise judgment about. Yeah, but in the grander scheme of things, when you're speaking with somebody, if somebody's offended by a comment and says, you know what, I was offended by that comment, that's where it's offensive. When somebody is not offended by the comment.
But now, for instance, let's say you're in a workplace, right? And you have a nickname for a female coworker, and that female coworker, especially if it's a subordinate, is not offended, but the other females around her are.
You can't
then
even.
Then you don't use that comment.
You can't.
Right. You don't use that
so,
nickname.
But so then you know. Then that's not the barometer.
Because you'll be surprised if I say Debbie, because I know and believe, trust me, Debbie is such an independent woman. She'll come at you between your eyes if you ever, God forbid, mess with her, because we have such respect for her. But I go, hey Debbie, sexy voice. That, you know, like if she could say that to me, I wouldn't be offended. But look at us, how sensitive we are now. Can you say that to her? But you're right. If someone listens, say, oh, he wants her to do the sexy voice. That's offensive, I guess, Frankie. You got to be careful.
But some people get offended by that. I mean, it's
crazy now.
But this is part of the problem. We're a coddling society. We're just so, I'm so sorry.
Weiner, Doug and Wendy Weiner.
That's true. Yeah. We think about the TV shows that we watch. All in the Family was a huge hit in the 70s, a lot of social commentary, and a guy who just told it like it is. Yeah. You could not air that show today. I mean, they're doing all these remakes, Magnum P.I., Hawaii 5, all this other stuff. Could you imagine somebody going to a network and going, I want to redo All in the Family?
Well, they are bringing it back.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going
to
be...
But it'll be a homogenized, watered-down version of a show that was an enormous hit.
With Norman Lear. Norman Lear is...
I was talking to somebody about this, about All in the Family, just the other day, saying that when Norman Lear did that, it wasn't... Archie Bunker wasn't racist. He was just from another generation and just so politically incorrect. But he wasn't a racist.
Mel Brooks is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Could Mel Brooks have made Blazing Saddles today?
No.
Could he have made History of the World Part 1 today?
No.
Absolutely not. Would not have happened.
Norman Steinberg, the writer who wrote Joey Benefit and my dear friend, he wrote that with Mel Brooks, wrote Blazing Saddles. You could not do anything. You can't do Ebony and Ivory like Eddie and I did. There's a problem with Ebony and Ivory.
100%.
They bleep it out on YouTube, which is crazy. Let me go to Kathleen real quick before we go to news. Good morning, Kathleen. Great to have you with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Joe, you know, I was thinking maybe Nikki Haley announced that she's leaving because it may be that she's going to a company or, you know, for financial reasons. And to get ahead of it, rather than to say, for the news to say, oh, here goes another defector, by going out as supportive that it's not going to be detrimental to the president.
Yeah, you might be right. Kathleen, thank you so much. Talking about UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Departing at the end of the year, when you get offered a lot of money like that, it's hard to walk away from. Someone must have come up to her, but I think it might be more than that. But the way she does, Nikki Haley, very classy girl, very smart, on her game, very respectful of the president. You know, but there's something. Did she feel boxed out where the president was leaning on his national security advisor, John Bolton, our friend of the program here? Something's up, I think, because you just don't walk away at this time. Something's up, and I can't put my finger on it. And 877-970-2999, let me know what you're thinking. And Kathleen, always appreciate you listening. Frankie Five Boroughs, Hurricane. Before we go to Albert, this is big. Michael is coming in the Panhandle.
Yeah. It's on a collision course with the Florida Panhandle. Oof. It is a Category 4 storm at the moment. So this is very serious. So we'll see. This could be quite something. The nature of hurricanes is that they're unpredictable. But we'll see. At this point, it looks like the residents of the Florida Panhandle are in for a rough time.
All right. Thanks, Frankie. And Amazon, this is another story. This is a good news story. Please. Amazon is hiring over 9,000 people to work in its New Jersey facilities this week. The company is announcing its needs, and they're going to actually hire 9,000 New Jerseyans. And this is huge. This is huge because, you know, you say what you will about Amazon. Say what you will. I know. Look at this. They're
They have part-time and seasonal workers and full-time workers in 16 Garden State locations. And look, starting November 1st, all New Jersey Amazon employees will earn at least $15 an hour, possibly as much as $16.15 an hour. That is indeed good news. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, Jedediah is going to join us. Jedediah Bila will join us. She's got a new book called Do Not Disturb, How I Ghosted My Cell Phone to Take My Life Back. It's something on all of our minds, especially with the kids. Jedediah will break it down for us when she comes on momentarily. Right now, we're going to jump to Big Al. He's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
71 degrees at 734. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A building superintendent and two others under arrest, charged with running a large-scale pill mill from a boiler room and apartment in the Bronx. Cops made the discovery at 2314 Morris Avenue in Fordham Heights and say the men made thousands of phony oxycodone pills using heroin and fentanyl and ecstasy using pure methamphetamine. Officials say the arrests were made when the trio sold the pills with their deadly combination of ingredients to undercover cops. The three face up to 20 years in prison if found guilty. A groundbreaking ceremony is taking place today for the building of a new terminal at Newark Airport. The $2.7 billion Terminal 1 will replace the 45-year-old Terminal A. It's expected to reduce passenger congestion with new roadways, and there'll be new retail and dining spots when fully open in 2022. It'll be able to handle 4 million more passengers annually than the current Terminal A. In sports, the season over for the Yankees after a 4-3 loss to the visiting Red Sox. Bombers lost the AL Division Series 3-1. CC Sabathia allowing 3 runs in 3 innings to take the loss. The Yankees scored twice in the ninth before Gleyber Torres grounded out to end the game with the tying run on second. Boston advances to the AL Championship Series against Houston, and the Giants have released offensive tackle Eric Flowers. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Watch for a suspension with the PATH trains this morning. Hoboken to World Trade and Hoboken to 33rd suspended with police department activity over in Hoboken. Let's see what's happening here on the island. LIE westbound still moving slowly, getting out toward Bagatelle Road. More volume out through Jericho Turnpike and still pretty solid here as you head to the LIE west right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Eastbound LIE at 108th, an accident there. Staten Island Expressway, that's busy eastbound at Slauson Avenue with a stalled car, and the northbound Van Wyck into the LIE, an accident reported. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound GWB, a disabled truck, 45 in at the GWB. Lincoln 20, Holland still about 35 minutes into town. Southbound Thruway building into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking the forecast, sun today, high of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, October 23rd at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan on Thursday, October 25th. At 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 738. Jedediah Bila will join us momentarily. So when I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? Well, to me and my family, Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. Yes, the Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 74 years, right? How about going to Rome? Are you ready for this? Can I tell you about the Italy North Classic Tour? Oh, and you got to do it with Perillo. They do it the best, and you know that. Consider this, please. The popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Milano. You know, maybe it's a special anniversary. You want to surprise somebody. Just join Steve Perillo on a stress-free, escorted vacation where you don't have to lift a finger. You don't got to do a thing. Be among the first 10 people, by the way, to request a brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. That's a $10 value, courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. We're all going to Italy. You know we're going. And so you got to call, though. You got to call Steve and go, Steve, I heard you on Piscopo. Cool, let's do that today. Let's inundate Steve with phone calls this morning, okay? Steve, when you going? Joe's waiting. I'll perform in Rome, man, by the Colosseum. How great is this going to be? 888-PERILLO. It is time. It is our time. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. We should broadcast, Frankie, from Rome. How great would that
be? Great. We don't have to get up so early.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be like 1 o'clock or so. 888-PERILLO, please. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit PerilloTours.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Yeah, about that Yankee game yesterday, and it's tough to watch the Yanks lose. I mean, that station was the station. Look at me. You always radio everything. The stadium was pumped, man. Everybody was pumped up. They were positive. Looked like they almost pulled it out, Albert, at the end.
Yeah, in the
almost,
ninth, but almost. They got beat by a better team. I mean, think about it. You win 100 games, you still don't win the division, and you have to get in on the wild card. And listen, the Red Sox are simply a better team. It must be nice, though, as a Yankees fan, to have a group of owners that is willing to spend money, cultivate talent, make the trades necessary to get to the next level. While Frank and I root for a team that mires in mediocrity at best, has an ownership that all they care about is making money and don't care about winning championships. They get caught in a Ponzi scheme with Bernie Madoff. They're still paying Bobby Bonilla. He retired 20 years ago. I mean, you know, this is the trials and tribulations of being a Mets fan. It would be nice to have at least one or two of those things that the Yankees have. But look, kudos to the Yankees. The mission statement every year is to win a championship. They don't win a championship, they consider their season a failure.
And if they had Girardi,
the Girardi thing still baffles me. I don't
no
get
one
it.
Knows what but
it. Well, you know what it is? It's a lot of teams now are no longer managing based on what they see on the field and gut instincts. It's all these sabermetricians who are looking at numbers and all kinds of other nonsense,
exactly,
and war,
right.
And, you know, and Russ talks about it all the time. The exit velocity of a ball. Who cares? He hit it out. Who cares how quick it got out of the stadium? Yeah. I mean, this is the ridiculousness. There's no – you don't see an old-school manager anymore, a Dusty Baker, a Whitey Herzog. You don't see a guy go, you know what? My instinct is to pull this guy right now because he's doing something. We've got to go by the book.
Yeah.
That's the problem that we're seeing.
So did you see the picture of me and Bucky Dent yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that. He threw out the first pitch.
Great. That was great. When he came out and it was Boston.
Yeah.
And we all remember Bucky Dent, you know, Bucky blanking Dent. Yeah. It was great to see him. What a nice guy. Then Mickey Rivers. Mickey and I see each other. Mickey, when I tell you this, and I'm telling you this, it's 7:42 with Joe on the radio. Mickey Rivers, and correct me if I'm wrong, 27 children. 27.
Wow.
27 children. So every time we see each other, I said, Mickey, you're the only guy who's got more kids than I do, you know.
They're quick.
Let me tell you something. But he remembers the birthdays.
He's good for him.
Dad, granddad. He's always running somewhere. I got to go to down Atlanta. Where are you going? Well,
so-and-so's birthday.
Yeah. And he does
some
that.
Holiday party.
Yeah, I met his son, Mickey Rivers Jr.,
who's
an umpire, and I asked him how many siblings he had. He says, more than I can even count. I actually have no idea. That's what he said.
I have no idea.
That's great.
He said he had no idea.
But Bucky Dent, he will always be forever known as Bucky Dent, that one hit against Boston, tremendous. I mean, the guy had a decent
career.
Someone
tweeted me from Brothers. That's the guy that put the dagger in our heart. Yep. They don't forget.
No.
And but he was the World Series MVP. Wasn't he?
No, he was the series MVP.
Okay, got it. I got it like that. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. It is 7:43 on AM 970. The Answer with the knuckleheads. Just a bunch of knuckleheads in a radio studio. Thank goodness for Debbie Duhame. Jedediah Bila is a longtime television personality and a great gal, talented gal. She has this great new book called Do Not Disturb, How I Ghosted My Cell Phone to Take Back My Life. Oof. Hey, Jedediah, welcome to the show. How you doing this morning?
How you guys doing? I'm doing great. It's crazy book launch week, so you know what that's about.
Oh, Lord. So you're all over the place, right?
I am. We're doing GMA today. We're doing some fun stuff at SiriusXM.
Thank you for thanks for
joining. You guys are first. You guys are leading off the day.
Round of applause for Jedediah, guys. This is how we appreciate that. Thank you. And a book signing tomorrow night on the Upper East Side at Barnes & Noble, I hear.
Yep, book signing Thursday night. Yep, I think that's tomorrow night. I forget what day we're in, but October 11th, whatever day that is, I think that's tomorrow.
Yep.
At Barnes & Noble on the Upper East Side on 86, and it's going to be a Q&A and a discussion. So if people have questions for me, they can come on down. Politics, whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it there.
Do Not Disturb is the name of the book. Tell us about the book, Jedediah.
So I had an addiction to technology, and I was watching what was happening in the social media world, how people were kind of losing their minds on Twitter, on Facebook, how they were not being the best people that they could be, and how they were constantly plugged in. I myself was so stressed out all the time. I wasn't sleeping right. I was one of those people that would get up in the middle of the night and on your bathroom break would check the phone 100 times. And I realized that it was cutting into my relationships. I watched what it was doing to dating life out there, where young people were more, it looked like they were on dates with their phones instead of dates with the people that they were out and supposed to be spending time with. So I decided I wanted to look into why we were addicted to these devices, what was happening, and what were the consequences for our health, for our well-being. And what I found is that a lot of these apps and a lot of these devices are programmed to get you addicted. They study behavioral science and behavioral psychology.
What?
Yeah. And they figure out, okay, how many times do I need to put XYZ into a game to create this compulsion loop, this reaction in people? And almost everybody responds the same way. So once they had this recipe, they could program everything in a way that would turn us all into puppets. Now, anybody who knows me knows I'm the personal responsibility girl. I'm the, you own your own life. So my decision was, you know what, I'm going to write a book that lets people know, even though this stuff is designed to make you crazy, you don't have to go crazy. There's some stuff you can do to kind of look at what it's doing. You know, if you're worried about your kids at holidays or at family gatherings buried in their phones, if you're worried about yourself and like, hey, my workday never ends. My boss can email me till 2 o'clock in the morning if I allow it, or you know, I've got this phone in the bedroom that I feel compelled to look at, or your kids are, you know, losing their minds, or they're losing important skill sets. Like, you know, when we were younger, you had to have those tough conversations in your adolescence face to face. You had to learn how to navigate those things. Kids aren't doing that anymore. So
what do you do? How do you get over this obsessive compulsive tech disorder? I mean, how do you combat
that?
Right. I know. I love obsessive compulsive tech disorder. I love that from Do Not Disturb.
You have to take steps in the beginning, small steps. You can't do it all at once. Like, for example, I took my phone out of the bedroom and I charge it in the living room in a docking station. That made a huge difference because now when I enter that bedroom, you know, and I'm going to read a little bit before sleep or read a book or I'm going to, you know, watch a little TV, I'm unplugged. I'm not answering emails. I'm not answering text. If I get up in the middle of the night, that phone is nowhere in sight. Because studies show that even if you're not on the phone, even if you're not using it and it's not lit up, if you have that phone by you, you're anxious because you're compelled now to psychologically want to look at it. So you're restless even if you don't realize it. So little steps like that, turning off the notifications on the phone so that you decide when you want to go to Twitter, you decide when you want to go on social media. Yeah. It's not constantly buzzing in your pocket and sitting and having a dinner conversation with a friend,
you
put the phone away.
Guilty as charged. Oh, my gosh. I am so obsessed with it. And the nighttime thing, it's like you wake up, well, I'm rested. Well, before I try to go back to sleep, let me see what's up. And you're right that it lures you back in. So should right. I should keep the phone away from like the bed and put it in another room when I'm trying to sleep?
You
yes?
should put the phone in another room. And when you're out, as a beginner step, when you're out with people and you're having that dinner, put the phone on airplane mode for a couple of hours and see the kind of peace you get. You know, we're in the habit of, we toss the phone, but every time it buzzes, we have to look. Oh, what was that? Do I need to answer that? Oh, let me run to the restroom and just catch up real quick and then return to the dinner table. That gives you no peace of mind, no rest. The mind needs to rest.
Yeah, I know.
And this is coming, you know, I used to be a teacher, if you remember. I used to be a dean. I saw, that's one of my inspirations. I saw these kids in classrooms that, not only did we have to confiscate these phones, but you saw how anxiety-ridden. When you would take the phone away, it would be like they had lost a dog, they had lost a best friend. It's very bad what it's doing emotionally to a lot of these kids. So if people have kids and they're worried about that, or grandkids or whatever, or even for themselves, you got to read this book. And I give a ton of suggestions of what I did. And I also tell a ton of really funny stories about ex-boyfriends and crazy stuff that got me to this point of like, wow, these phones are not just phones anymore.
How did you, before we let you go, the ex-boyfriend, completely separate life on his mobile phone.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? What was that? Wait.
He had a whole separate, and when I say a whole separate life, I mean, this guy was, you know, having all-night parties. Oh, he was, you know, God. Having rendezvous with other girls. He was doing drugs. He was selling drugs.
Holy moly.
And I had never, Joe, when I tell you I had never looked at anybody's phone, anybody I dated before that. And a mutual friend of ours had said, hey, did you ever look at his phone? I was like, why would I do that?
Exactly.
Let me tell you, that was my moment where I was like, these phones, people are no longer aware of their behavior when they text. It's like they're detached from it and they're living these whole separate lives sometimes. So it's bringing out aspects of people. That's not to say I blame the phone. I always blame the person, not the item. But, you know, what is it encouraging, and what is happening to us in these spaces that we're forgetting who we are and just kind of going off the rails?
Oh, I got so much to talk to you about, and we got to let you go. I know. Will you please come back, Jedediah? This is so telling.
100%.
And there's a reason why there's problems with children and violence and other things, and I think it stems from exactly what you're talking about. Thanks so much for joining us. Listen, good luck on the programs today, but please come back soon, because this is a great book. Do Not Disturb.
I will.
And Jedediah, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a great day.
Okay, talk soon then. Talk soon. Jedediah Bila. Jedediah is a 2-time Emmy-nominated TV host, author of this great new book. You've got to read this book, Do Not Disturb, How I Ghosted My Cell Phone to Take My Life Back. Debbie, right on the money.
Oh, it's so true. I'm obsessed with my phone. I know it. I admit it.
I am. Everything Jedediah just talked about, I am so guilty of. Everything.
I know. We all are. It's
I don't look at the ex's phones, but like if someone said...
Oh, that I have never done either.
But she was... And she didn't either, but Jedediah said she was prompted to do it. She did it. Boom! A whole nother life.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. You never know,
and do you
right?
check your kids' phones, Debbie? Should you check your kids' phones?
Yeah, I think if they're a certain age, you may have to.
You may
if
have
younger,
to. Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's a different world now. You really, you don't. There's so much out there.
There's my
know?
Phone, Deb. I gotta go.
All right, go get that, Joe. I'll go get that. I'll tell everybody about the traffic.
All right, 7:51. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. Cross County West at Midland Ave, getting out into Yonkers. An accident there. It's kind of busy on the southbound thruway, exit 14, getting in towards Spring Valley. Accident underway down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, and it's going to be busy for you on the northbound side of the New England Thruway with construction heading up toward Port Chester. Let's go inbound at the GWB. A disabled truck was cleared. 45 in at the George. Lincoln 25. Holland still at least 40. So a pretty tough ride here at the Holland as well this morning. Watch for delays. 287 North, exit 1, Edison. Accident there. Garden State Parkway North, exit 91. Collision just about cleared. And watch for slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound heading out towards Slauson Avenue. That's a disabled vehicle being cleared. LIE West at Motor Parkway, an accident on the shoulder. And if you're heading to the PATH trains, Hoboken to World Trade and Hoboken to 33rd suspended. Police Department activity in Hoboken. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 7:52. All right, you got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. All right, I'll give you almost 8 o'clock. Look at me, Mr. Generosity over here. Hello, how are you? Mr. Generosity, nice to meet you. 855-621-9949. What is that number, Joey? 855-621-9949. 621-9949. You're asking me? Well, first five callers, next 5 minutes plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You got to get over there. Check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. And when you're over there, I keep telling you, and first five callers, next 5 minutes, by the way. But you'll get to meet, Iggy. He's the in charge. He's a great, great guy. Carmelo and Chester and Wendy and Chris and Johnny. And Alex Cancella gives you those 0% APR financing deals up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And the best part about Route 22 Toyota, you do not have to deal with dummies. No dummies, no back and forth, no wasting time, no pressure. I know Frankie was there. Mike Gallagher went there. My sister Carol. And then a guy at Dominic Chianese's show on Saturday. Joe, I got to tell you a story. I went to Route 22 Toyota. I'm trying to look. I don't know what to do. I say, you know, I heard you on Piscopo. Boom. Everybody came over. They helped me. I got the best car ever, most beautiful car I've ever had. This guy's telling me. He goes, do you want me to call? I'll do a commercial for Route 22 Toyota. And yes, and Nick. I remember the guy's name, Nick. Nick, give me a call. Let me know about Route 22 Toyota. Another satisfied customer from Route 22 Toyota. And then this from Alex and Iggy and the crew over there, the family. That is Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. I'll give you a right to 8 o'clock, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher explains how the Kavanaugh circus impacts Americans.
We are in Crazyville. I make light of it, but deep down, I'm seething.
And I'll bet you are too.
And this thing may yet get across the finish line. It has to. And if it doesn't, Americans are so angry, they're not going to stay home on November 6th.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55. If you are a fan of John Catsimatidis, and who is not, and you could hear John tonight, Cats at Night with Frankie Five Burrows, that's 5 o'clock tonight, and every Sunday morning. You know, this Cats Roundtable on Sunday mornings at 8:30 following Murano in the Morning is one of the great shows on radio. I'm telling you, that block of Murano in the Morning right to John Catsimatidis was great. And the best, you know, I love John, man. I respect him, one of the most astute businessmen, and hopefully he'll run for mayor. But when you have a wife like Margo, man, boom, instant respect. I'm just saying, we love Margo, and we love John. Now, tonight, what's going on? The Queen's Chamber of Commerce is right there. Terrace on the Park in Flushing will be honoring as Man of the Year, John Catsimatidis. That's right. It's their Hall of Fame Gala Awards dinner. This is an absolutely outstanding dinner. There's no better way if you're a fan of Mr. Catsimatidis and you like what he does on the radio or his philanthropic endeavors, always helping somebody out, or in business. You know, he's one of the world-renowned great businessmen. He will come out and honor John, and you could go to this event tonight. Here's how you can get tickets. Queens Chamber of Commerce dinner with John Catsimatidis, honoring the great John Catsimatidis. You go to queenschamber.org, queenschamber.org. You can call 718-898-8500, extension 123. That's 718-898-8500, extension 123 for John Catsimatidis tonight at the Queens Chamber of Commerce. Or you can go to queenschamber.org.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberg, our meteorologist, the weatherman, who constantly, Joe, you never sore, you always get up, you're always positive.
Sore. I got a massage yesterday after that hurt.
You get the sports massage, yes?
A deep tissue massage, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have this deep tissue massage. Yes. I know that's good for you, man.
It is. And I feel so much. So today's an easy day. I cut the grass. That's about all I'll do today.
But you know Advil, no Tylenol,
no,
nothing?
No. God bless. I mean, if I have a headache, yeah.
You got to write a book, Joey. I don't know how you do it. God bless you. You're such an inspiration. Hey, weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. How are we doing today, Joe?
It's a warm, humid day. We're going to head toward 80 today. Rain tomorrow ahead of a cold front. Michael goes to our south and east, and then it's breezy, much cooler on Friday, mid-60s. We may stay in the 50s this weekend.
Uh-oh, here comes the fall. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Yeah. We'll talk to you a little bit. 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Mark Molinaro will join us. He's running for governor in the great state of New York. Steve Perillo. We're all going to Italy. Get ready. Make your reservations now. Perillo Tours on the radio with Piscopo and Councilman Joe Borrello. Joe Borrelli, a Radio Piscopo live from New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.